that start from over here. There's a lot of strange things that happen over here at the end of the parsha. Number one, why are the Meraglim punished for delaying 40 days? And thus, because of the 40 days, they got 40 years in the desert. They had to travel for that long in order to get through all of Eretz Yisrael. They had no choice but to go through all of Eretz Yisrael, and they needed 40 days for that. And so why would they get a punishment for going 40 years in the Midbar just because of that? So the Gan Rava has an ingenious answer for it. Later, when Moshe Rabbeinu was about to die, he was told to climb up a mountain. This is after all the 40 years is over. He was told to go up a mountain, and you'd be able to look at all of Eretz Yisrael. Now, that's impossible. There's no way physically for a person to be able to see all of Eretz Yisrael from the top of one mountain. Obviously, that's going to be impossible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up his eyes and allowed him to see everything anyway. Even though he wouldn't be able to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed him to do so. Now, that's the pshat over here, says the Gan Rava. The exact same thing could have happened by the Meraglim. Had they been worthy, they could have gone right up to Eretz Yisrael, right up to Eretz Yisrael. Their eyes would have been open. They'd have seen everything they wanted to see within 1 hour. They wouldn't have had to travel at all. They wouldn't have had to go through. Thus, they were told to go to the Negev, the Alisa Mesahar, climb up the mountain. He says, brilliant answer. Go up the mountain. And then, you'll be able to see the land, what it is and what it's supposed to be. And that should have been good enough. You shouldn't have to travel through it all. I mean, you shouldn't have to do that at all. You should be able to just get everything just where you are. But they didn't deserve it, and they didn't get it. They wanted to travel, and they did travel, and that took them 40 days. And thus, they were punished for taking 40 days, what could have been in 1 hour. Moshe assumed that it would be okay. That they were just looking, and that would be enough, and that's why he was fine with sending these spies. Since they wouldn't be going into the land, they would come right back. They're not going in, they're just staying on top of the mountain, but they weren't that great. They didn't have that Amun and Bitachon. Because of that, they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's why we lost out on everything. Those were the 40 years. But how is it possible, asked the Chafetz Chaim, that Sanhedrin and all the great men of Bnei Yisrael mess up this badly? How is it shaykh that Sanhedrin and all these men, how could they not have made that? They made this big of a mistake. So Rashi tells us, Kola Ida, all of the Ida includes Sanhedrin. But how could that be? How is it shaykh that Sanhedrin did this? So it's possible we can learn a lesson from over here that really we can apply in all of our daily lives. Moshe wanted to show the people how great the land was, how it grows strong people, great people, and that's very true. Obviously, Eretz Yisrael has the ability to make great people out of it. That only works for people who have a tremendous amount of emunah and bitachon and know that they're helped by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. These men thought they would need more skulis for that. They felt they didn't have those skulis, therefore they couldn't rely on it. The Yetzer Hara was unbelievably involved here, but the Yetzer Hara was an interesting Yetzer Hara. It made them think that they would need many more mitzvos and many other skulis that they didn't have. Because they didn't have them, they simply couldn't win, and they wouldn't be able to inherit the land at all. It was a misuse of the proper midah of gaiva, which can be used to help people understand what they're worth and what they can do. See, gaiva is there, and gaiva has to be used to give yourself self-confidence to know what you have the ability to do. Now, granted, you can't use gaiva badly, but gaiva has the ability to help you know what to do with yourself, and that they had to use. They're just on the ego azov. They thought, how could they possibly do anything good? They forgot that they had done Shuba for so many days, and Moshe Rabbeinu had davened for them for 40 days. Hashem wanted them to go into Eretz Yisrael. But that's what the Yitzhar does. The Yitzhar makes you forget everything. They heard from Eldon Amedad that Moshe was going to die before they came in. They knew that Eldon Amedad had said that Moshe would die. They knew Amalek was there. They knew there were tremendous giants there. Some of them who were unbelievably old. How would they be able to survive without Skuyos? So Kolev came around and told them, if Hashem really wanted us, really didn't want us to win, if you really wanted us to die, would you have done all those miracles for us in Egypt and in Kriyas Yom Suf? We didn't deserve it then, and we got it anyway. So we'll get it now as well. Listen, if we didn't deserve it then, and we got all those miracles, why shouldn't we get these miracles when we go into Eretz Yisrael? That's when the Meraglim switched tactics. Now, he was right, Kalev. We didn't deserve it then, so we shouldn't deserve it now. So why did we get it now? They said, you're right. Maybe we'll be able to defeat them. But we're going into a land that only Tzaddikim can survive. And even if we go in, we're going to sin, we're going to do terrible things, and we'll all be kicked out, or worse, we might be killed. The Sanhedrin was the most into this, since they were very great and also very humble. They couldn't rationalize going in. They couldn't think to themselves, how could we let the people inside? It's just not worth it. If we go in, we're all going to be killed. There are many people nowadays that if you ask them if they believe that Hashem created the world and He wants us to learn, do you believe that? Do you believe that God created the world? Do you believe there's a God? They're going to say 100%, yeah, of course we believe that there's a God. Do you believe that the Torah was written by a Kodesh Baruch Hu? 100% we believe that the Torah was written by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So why don't you learn every day? Why don't you learn every day? There's no answer. They don't have an answer. They say they're not great enough. They don't have those abilities. They don't have the zitzflesh to learn. They don't have anything. That's using your amigos badly and sadly. The truth is, we're no better than the Mirago when it comes to stuff like this. We also think of ourselves as nothing and that we don't deserve it or we can't do it ourselves, but of course we can. You just can't think that to yourself, because if you think that, then of course that's the way you're going to feel. See, normally the eye sees and then the heart wants, and that's what it really is. That's the way taivas go. But that makes it strange, because at the end of the parsha, the pasuk tells us, Lo sasu achrei levavchem acharei einechem, something we say in our Shema every day, twice daily, that you shouldn't go after your hearts and then your eyes. But shouldn't it be you go after your eyes, which will lead you to desiring something? Why is it the opposite? So it's a remez. There's a Gemara Menachos Memdal, and we all know about a man who heard about a zona who lived far away, who cost a tremendous amount of money, an astronomical amount of money. And he heard that she was looking for people. So he sent his money ahead to be with her. And he said, he went ahead and put the money down and then traveled days, maybe even weeks, to get to her. Then finally he went up. We all know what happened. She was on 7 beds and all the way up on top of a bed, and he started going up the beds and took off his shirt. And when he took off his shirt, the tzitzis that he was wearing slapped him in the face right when he was about to do what he was supposed to do. He sat down and started to cry. The zona came over to him and said, "What's wrong? What happened?" The man said, "Everything's fine. I can't. My tzitzis stopped me. Just who he was, where he was from." She ended up being MacGyver, ended up marrying him, which I guess is works out for him. I'm not so sure if that's considered working out. But regardless, at the end of the day, the pshat is that this line is supposed to be about znus. The sin of znus is different. It involves the heart's desire before you actually see something. Your heart's desire makes you see what you're about to see. And that's what is true by znus. We can argue the point, but the idea that the Gemara Menachos was saying was that he went ahead and sent the money ahead before he even saw her. The idea was there first, and then he didn't. He hadn't even seen her yet. He just heard about her, and he already desired her. That's the hint over here, that if you keep this mitzvah of tzitzis, it will save you from the sin of znus. Since when the heart is written before the eyes, that's what it refers to. Tzitzis is where we say, L'suach v'levav from Kareinam. Will tzitzis save you from any other chet? Haftar Chaim says it saves you from kas. But certainly it saves you from znus, as the Gemara says. And that's why it says specifically in the parsha of tzitzis, Lo sasu achrei levavchem acharei einechem. You shouldn't go after your hearts. And then your eyes, referring to you should not be involved with znus. So as to summarize what we had in the last share in this, we got interrupted, was number one, the difference between Yoshua and Kali, their ways of going about life and their proper paths on how to fight the Rishayim. We had a Me'ashiloach about what the Meraglim did and why they should have gone into the Panemius and gone into it as much as they could, and they didn't. Then we have the Meraglim getting punished for 40 days. Why did they have 40 years of punishment for the 40 days they went through when they were supposed to go through for 40 days anyway? They had to go through for that amount of time anyway. Then how the Sanhedrin messed up because their anivus, their misuse of the gaiva that they had. And then after that, we have the line, Lo sasu achrei levavchem acharei einechem, that znus is taken care of through the mitzvah of tzitzis. We'll stop with that. Have a great Shabbos, everyone.